A few weeks ago, Ceratec Corporation, the people who make the Freedom Box, quietly released their shopping mall application. This is one of what I think are the key services yet to come in Freedom Box. So I thought it was appropriate that we take the time to update our look at Freedom Box with a look at the shopping mall. So let's do that. For those of you who are not familiar with the Freedom Box, we have covered it extensively, right from the concept stage, in fact, when it was just a twinkle in the eye of Mike Calvo, the founder of Ceratec. We reviewed it recently when it came out, and I know a number of people downloaded the demo and have had a play with it, but your demo may have expired, because I think it was only about a 30-day demo. So we thought it would be appropriate to take a look at the shopping mall. Let's go into the Freedom Box application, or just go to the Start menu.
Start menu.
And we'll
accessible games submenu.
Keep pressing F until we get to Freedom Box.
F-tip. Freedom Box.
There we go.
Freedom Box.
F.
Leaving menus.
I pushed Enter to get into the Freedom Box application, and now the familiar Jaws. Music is starting up, although the music has changed since our last review ever so slightly. Seems like a slightly different rendition of that music, but it will play in just a moment. Look at that. While that's loading, let me say that there is also a new feature I've discovered in Freedom Box in the entertainment guide section called Theatre of the Mind. ACB Radio Treasure Trove is listed there, as well as a few other things. So if you're interested in old-time radio and spoken word material in general, then you may want to take a look if you have access to Freedom Box. If you've never been to have a look at Freedom Box before, then you can, of course, do that by going to www.freedombox.info. www.freedombox.info. Well, we're just letting this load. It does take a while.
Freedom Box.
That's always a good sign. That's not such a good sign. Not quite sure what's happening there, but I think it will settle down. We're using the Natural Voices speech.
Please wait a few seconds for authorization to complete.
Welcome to the Freedom Box Network.
You're logged on.
Hello, Jonathan.
You are located in the assistant. What would you like to do now?
And if we wait, we will get the list of choices available to us.
Please choose one of the following. 1. Mail. 2. News Center. 3. Entertainment Guide. 4. Weather Information Service. 5. Favorites. Information Center. 7. Employment Center. 8. TV Listings. 9. Browser. 10. Chat. 11. Travel Agency. 12. Shopping Mall. 13. Bill Payment Services. 14. Online Banking. Exit Freedom Box.
Well, you'll notice that there are some changes there. The audio library now appears to be called the Information Center, but let's just say, and I should say they have improved quite substantially the access from the keyboard to this, but let's just say Shopping Mall.
Opening the Shopping Mall. Please wait.
Welcome to the Shopping Mall. Amazon is currently the only store here, so let's go there now.
Welcome to Amazon. Where would you like to go?
And if we just wait, we will hear the various stores we can visit here.
Please choose 1.
Search all stores.
2. Babies R Us. 3. Books. 4. Camera and Photo. 5. Computers. 6. DVDs. 7. Electronics. 8. Kitchen. 9. Magazine Subscriptions. 10. Music. 11. Outdoor Living. 12. Software. 13. Tools and Hardware. 14. Target. 15. Toys R Us. 16. Video. 17. Video games. 18.
My account.
Where would you like to go?
Well, we'll go to books, I think. Books.
Okay, please wait. Welcome to the bookstore. What would you like to do now?
And again, we'll just pause and wait for the choices that we have. I have deliberately not created an account yet, by the way, so we can go through that process.
Please choose 1. Search. 2. Browse subjects. What would you like to do now?
I'm going to press 1 for search.
Okay.
Please say the author, title, and slash or subject, character by character, or type it.
When you're finished, say done or press enter on the keyboard.
Well, it's about time I think that I had a new book about the Beatles to scan, so we will type Beatles in here and press enter.
You entered
Beatles.
Is this correct?
And I can press 1 for yes.
Okay, please wait. There are more than 100 products matching your search criteria.
You are on page 1 of 18.
Please choose 1.
Beatles gear, all the Fab Four's instruments, from stage to studio by Andy Babiuk, $28.
2.
The Beatles Complete Chord Songbook by Hal Leonard Editor, $13.97.
3.
The Beatles Complete Scores, $52.50.
4.
A Hard Day's Right, The Stories Behind Every Beatles Song by Steve Turner, $17.
Well, that does sound good, and I've been meaning to get that for a while.
The Beatles Anthology by Paul McCartney.
So, let's press 4.
6.
Okay, you've selected A Hard Day's Right, The Stories Behind Every Beatles Song by Steve Turner.
What would you like to do now?
And I think if we wait, we will get a list of choices once again.
Please choose 1. Product details. 2. Add to shopping cart. 3. Buy with one click. 4. Product reviews. What would you like to do now?
Let's take a look at the product details, so I'll press 1.
Okay, here are the product details for
A Hard Day's Right, The Stories Behind Every Beatles Song, author S. Steve Turner. Hour price, $17.50. List price, $25. Period due save, $7.50. 30% binding. Paperback availability, usually ships in 24 hours. Pub date, October 1999.
What would you like to do now?
I'll take a look at the product reviews. That's number 4.
Okay, please wait. There are 3 reviews of this product. Here's the latest review.
Summary, A Hard Day's Right, easy and fun to read book. Steve Turner wrote a wonderful book about the stories of the Beatles songs, Where Is Inquat, Penny Lane Inquat. Who is she when Inquat? I saw her standing there, Inquat. Who is Martha? What does she look like? How interesting they are. I just like to know the stories. There are also a lot of beautiful pictures which I've never seen before. If you have a hard day's night, and you want some change to easy, funny, enjoyable, relaxing time, read this book. I guarantee you will find a lot of fun and joy.
Would you like to hear an earlier review?
So I'll push 2 for no. Or this time I will say no.
Okay. What would you like to do now?
Now, if we try to add this to our shopping basket, which is number 2.
This feature is not yet available. Please use the one click instead. What would you like to do now?
I do actually want to buy this book, so I'm going to press the number 3.
Okay, please wait.
Before you can make a purchase for the first time, you need to create an account with Amazon. The following information will be used to create your account with Amazon. Your name is Jonathan Mosen, your email address is mosen@myfreedombox.com, and your Amazon password will be the same as your Freedom Box PIN. Do you want to continue?
Yes, I do, so I'll press 1 for yes.
Okay.
Please enter your Freedom Box PIN to confirm your Amazon registration.
So I'll enter that PIN in and press enter.
The Amazon sign-up process is complete.
Please enter your Freedom Box PIN to complete your purchase.
So I'll do that and press enter.
Okay, please wait.
You must provide your address and credit card information to Amazon before you can use the one-click feature. According to your Freedom Box account information, your address is N and your phone number is. Is this address correct?
Well, no, it's not, so push 2.
What country do you live in?
Oh, well, I live in New Zealand, so we'll type that in.
What did you say?
It didn't like that.
Could you repeat that?
Well, yeah, okay. Well, we'll try NZ and press enter.
I'm not really understanding you.
Okay, well, it...
What country do you live in?
Help.
Please say the name of the country where you are located.
Okay, well, I'll try and say it. New Zealand.
Do you live in New Zealand?
Oh, well, I do apologize. Yes.
Please say the first line of your street address character by character, or type it.
When you're finished, say done or press enter on the keyboard.
Well, that was an interesting experience. Okay, so we will now type in the first line of my street address and press enter.
You entered 7 Kemp Street. Is this correct?
I'll push 1 for yes.
Please say the second line of your street address, if any, character by character, or type it.
When you're finished, say done or press enter on the keyboard.
So I'll push enter.
Please say the city character by character, or type it.
When you're finished, say done or press enter on the keyboard.
And press enter.
You entered Piutiki.
Yeah, that's...
Is this correct?
All right, well, yes, it must be.
Please say the state or province, if any, character by character, or type it.
When you're finished, say done or press enter on the keyboard.
And we will Whanganui in here. What the hell? We'll say this.
Please say the postal code character by character, or type it.
Didn't even try.
When you're finished, say done, or press enter on the keyboard.
And we'll push enter.
You entered 5001. Is this correct?
Yes.
What is your phone number?
So, I wonder if it will accept
the... Please say, or enter the digits in your phone number.
Oh, I see. So it's not going to accept the plus, which is the normal symbol for an international code, because plus is being used for the help key on the Freedom Box.
What is your phone number?
Yeah, all right. So I'm just going to have to do my phone number without the plus sign and push enter.
Could you repeat that?
No, it doesn't like it. Well, let's try it without any kind of punctuation at all. And press enter.
You entered 64634881 27. Is this correct?
Okay, that'll
you
do.
You entered this address. 7 Kemp Street, Piutiki, Whanganui, 5001, in New Zealand, and your phone number is 64634881 27. Is this address correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, please wait.
You will now be asked for your credit card information. Please note that the Freedom Box Network does not keep any of your credit card information on file unless you become a paying Freedom Box Network subscriber. What type of credit card do you have?
Okay, well, I am just going to turn off the recording while I go through this process. Okay, I've just done all my credit card info. It's just asked me to confirm whether all of it's correct, and I'm going to answer yes.
Okay, please wait.
Yes, it was that easy. Thanks for your order. One copy of A Hard Day's Night, the stories behind every Beatles song will be shipped to Jonathan Mosen Piutuki, Wanganui.
Where would you like to go?
Yes, well, so I've just bought the book. And now that I've done that once, it's a pretty simple process to buy more things, I am sure. So let's just see, what is it?
It's please choose.
Okay.
1.
Search all stores.
2.
Okay, we're back there.
Babies.
I'd like to do some shopping for some music now.
Books.
And so I'm going to say...
Camera and photo.
Music.
Okay, please wait. Welcome to the music store. What would you like to do now?
And I presume, well, let's just check what we've got here.
Please choose 1. Search. 2. Browse subjects. What would you like to do now?
So I'm going to do a search. Well, let's try browsing subjects just to show you what that option's like first.
Okay, please wait. There are 26 subjects in this store. Please choose 1. Alternative rock. 2. Blues. 3. Box sets. 4. Broadway and vocalists. 5. Children's music. 6. Christian and gospel. 7. Classic rock. 8. Classical. 9. Country. 10. Dance and DJ. 11. Folk. 12. Hard rock and metal. 13. Imports. 14. Indie music. 15. International. 16. Jazz. 17. Latin music. 18. Miscellaneous. 19. New Age. 20. Opera and vocal. 21. Pop. 22. R&B. 23. Rap and hip-hop. 24. Rock. 25. Soundtracks. 26. Today's deals in music. To go back, press the 0 key or say go back. To exit, press the star key or say exit.
Now, one thing I should have said in my substantive review of about the Freedom Box is that the recordings of that voice are far, far too bassy. There's far too much bottom in them. And when you're listening on decent speakers, it really is quite noticeable and a bit unpleasant. And so I wish they'd
please
pull back on the bass. Okay, let's get out of here because I want to search.
Two.
So I'm going to push 0.
Where would you like to go?
Oh, I'm all the way back there. Okay, I thought that I would be back at being able to search. But anyway, I will just say music.
Okay, please wait. Welcome to the music store.
And we'll push 1.
Okay. Please say the artist title and or label character by character or type it on the keyboard. When you're finished, say done or press enter on the keyboard.
Let's find some Elton John. Actually, I wouldn't mind the new album of his. Elton, I think I might have just done a typo. Let's try that.
You entered
Elton John.
Is this correct?
I'm not sure, but I'll push no because I'll try it again.
Please say the artist
Elton
title and or label
John. That's
character
better.
By character.
And press enter.
Are you sure you want to exit the shopping mall?
No, I'm not. I don't know where we got that from. No.
What would you like to do now?
I'll push 1.
Okay. Please say the artist title
Elton
and or label character
John,
by character
enter.
Or type it on the keyboard. You entered
Elton John.
Is this
yes.
correct?
Push 1 for yes.
Okay, please wait. There are more than 100 products matching your search criteria.
You are on page 1 of 8.
Please choose 1.
Elton John, Greatest Hits by Elton John, $8.99.
2.
Ada 2000 Original Broadway Cast Recording by Elton John, Tim Rice, $13.99.
3.
The Lion King, Original Broadway Cast Recording by Elton John, Tim Rice, $13.99.
4.
Songs from the West Coast by Elton John, $13.99.
Just go look in there. That's the one I want.
Okay, you've selected Songs from the West Coast by Elton John.
Audio track samples are available for this selection.
Cool.
What would you like to do now?
So let's listen to what our choices are. Clearly we can listen to some of the tracks on this album. We'll just wait for the choices to come up.
Please choose 1. Product details. 2. Add to shopping cart. 3. Buy with one click. 4. Product reviews. 5. Audio track samples. What would you like to do now?
Let's go into 5.
Okay, please wait. There are 12 tracks on this disc.
Cool.
Please choose 1.
The Emperor's New Clothes.
2.
Dark Diamond.
3.
Look, Mono Hands.
4.
American Triangle.
5.
Original Sin.
6.
Birds.
7.
I Want Love.
8.
The Wasteland.
9.
Ballad of the Boy in the Red Shoes.
10.
Love Her Like Me.
11.
Mansfield.
12.
This Rain Don't Stop There Anymore.
To go back, press the 0 key or save.
Right, I'm gonna hit 12.
Okay, playing.
This Rain Don't Stop There Anymore.
Please wait while I download the audio.
And this is a great song, actually. We'll just see how much of a sample we get of it from the latest release from Elton John, Songs from the West Coast. It's nice to be able to browse and then hear a bit of the disc before you make the purchase. Here it comes.
Reality's just black and white. The sentimental things that are right never meant that much to me. I used to be the Mid Express, all steam and whistles heading west, picking up my pain from door to door, riding on the storyline.
Well, it's gone. Now, do we have to wake it up? We'll just pause for a while and see what it does here. It sort of just leaves us here. I think if we say something like, wake up.
Okay, please choose.
Here we go.
1.
The Emperor's New Clothes.
Now we're back in the list, 2. So we can hear another track.
Dark Diamond.
3.
Now, I'm going to go back by 4. Pushing 0.
What would you like to do now?
And I think if we go to product reviews.
Okay, please wait. There are 3 reviews of this product. Here's the latest review.
Summary, long live the king. Maybe I've always taken Elton John too personally. I remember in grade school and junior high, even into high school, in the late 1970s, thinking, hoping, I suppose, that he had somehow picked up and put on the crown of pop dropped by the Beatles in 1970 period, those first few years of his career, when he was averaging an LP every 8 months, and 2 hits per LP. It was hard not to think that this was the man who would save popular music, but after an unprecedented series of great pop LPs, he tripped, he stopped riding with Bernie Taupin. He fell into the drink and drug trap, and, to paraphrase Elton himself, he got fat and lazy and stupid listening to his dalliances with disco, funk, and some of the blandest pop of the 1980s and 90s, all those wacky duets and contract-fulfilling CDs. I really thought we'd all seen the end of Elton the Bug-Eyed Wonder Boy, whose poster hung on Valerie Bertinelli's wall.
What a very fluent review. I'll come back and listen to that later. How do I stop it? Let's push 0.
For my adolescence was no more or so I thought so when I listened to Songs from the West Coast and hear that one.
Oh.
What did you say?
Go back.
Okay.
Summary. Elton gets it right. After spending the last 20 years releasing albums that ranged.
Go back.
Okay.
Summary. Intentional errors.
Okay, I think it's asking me, do I want to hear another review?
I want love and amp.
No.
Okay, please wait. There are more than 100 products matching your search criteria.
All right, we're back way back here now.
We're on page 1 of 8.
The trouble is that if you don't know exactly what's going to come next, then it can be a bit confusing to stop something in mid-sentence. Anyway, I'm going to go back into number 4.
Okay, you've selected Songs from the West Coast by Elton John.
What would you like to do now?
Now I'm going to push number 3, which is to buy it with one click.
Okay, please wait. Please enter your Freedom Box PIN to complete your purchase.
And push enter.
Okay, please wait.
Yes, it was that easy. Thanks for your order. One copy of Songs from the West Coast will be shipped to Jonathan Mosen Piutuki, Whanganui.
Where would you like to go?
And that's all there is to it. We've made the we've made 2 purchases, and of course the second time it was just a case of finding what we want, choosing one click, typing in the Freedom Box PIN, and the purchase is done. Let's
please choose.
Yeah, okay.
1.
Search all stores.
2. Babies Are Us.
My account. Let's go there and see what we can do in there.
Here you can check your open orders and modify other account settings.
What would you like to do now?
So we'll check how much flexibility. For example, I don't know what shipping option I've got selected. I wonder if I can check that here. I don't think it's going to tell me what I can do here. Well,
please choose.
Oh, there we go, finally.
1.
Check open orders.
2.
Edit one-click settings.
To go back, press the 0 key or say go back.
Let's
to
check.
Exit, press the star key or say exit. What would you like to do now?
We'll press 1 to check open orders.
Okay, please wait.
Order number 103-2409530-5319825 was placed on May 27, 2002, and will be shipped to Jonathan Mosen. The following items haven't been shipped yet. One of a Hard Day's Night, The Stories Behind Every Beatles Song, One of Songs from the West Coast.
What would you like to do now?
Well, let's see what we can do here.
Please choose 1.
Order details.
2.
Edit order.
3.
Skip order. Order number 103-2409530-5319.
Okay, so we can edit the order. I'll push 2.
Okay, please wait.
The first item is A Hard Day's Night, The Stories Behind Every Beatles Song, paperback by Steve Turner. The quantity is 1, and the price is $17.50.
What would you like to do now?
We'll just see what we can do here, because actually, I might take Elton John out, only because with the exchange rate the way it is, it'd be cheaper to buy it here than to buy it from the US. So, we'll see if we can get rid of the Elton John CD, and I'll go out and buy it in the shop, or I'll buy it on one of the local New Zealand CD places.
Please choose 1.
Change quantity.
2.
Cancel item.
3.
Skip item. The first item is A Hard Day's Night.
All right, so we'll push 3, and that should get us to the next item.
The next item is Songs from the West Coast audio CD by Elton John. The quantity is 1, and the price is $13.99.
What would you like to do now?
If I press 2.
Are you sure you want to remove this item from the order?
Yes.
There are no more unshipped items in this order. Please wait. This order is now empty. You have no open orders. Returning to your account.
What would you like to do now?
Now that's interesting, because I didn't delete the first item. I just skipped it with number 3. So, let's just see if I push 1 here.
Okay, please wait.
You have no open orders. Returning to your account.
What would you like to do now?
Well, that's really strange, because I pushed 3 to skip to the next item, and then 2 to delete
what would you
that
like to do
item,
now?
And it seems to have deleted both of them. So I guess that's an issue that they will be addressing at some point. Let's push 2 to have a look at our settings.
Okay, please wait.
Here you can edit your one-click settings.
What would you like to do now? Please choose 1.
Shipping address.
2.
Credit card info.
3.
Preferred shipping time.
What would you like to do now?
Here we can work on the shipping issues. I'll push 3.
Okay.
What type of shipping do you prefer?
Well, we'll just wait for the list. I presume one will be coming. In the fullness of time, maybe one isn't going to be coming.
You've selected undefined shipping. Is this correct?
No.
What type of shipping do you prefer?
What are my choices?
What did you say?
Help.
Please say the name or enter the number of your preferred shipping time. To find out what your options are, say, what are my choices?
I did.
To edit another part of your one-click settings instead, say, go back, or press 0.
What are my choices?
Could you repeat that?
What are my choices?
I'm not really understanding you.
Okay, well, I'm
what
just going to...
What type of shipping do you prefer?
Have to press a number.
You've selected standard shipping. Is this correct?
Well, yeah, actually. Probably the cheapest, so yes.
Okay, please wait.
Your preferred shipping time has been saved. Here you can edit your one-click settings.
What would you like to do now?
And so that's pretty much it. We'll exit the shopping mall. I've just hit the star key.
What did you
say? I'll just hit star again. No, it doesn't want to let me exit from here with the star key.
Could you repeat that?
Can we try exit shopping mall?
Okay.
No, it's not going to let me exit from here. All right, well, we'll push 0 to go back.
Returning to your account.
What would you like to do now?
Can we exit from here?
Are you sure you want to exit the shopping mall?
There we go.
Shopping mall exited. You are located in the assistant.
And
what would you like to do now?
If we press the star key.
Are you sure you want to exit Freedom Box?
And yes.
Thank you for using Freedom Box. Goodbye.
So that's the Freedom Box shopping mall. A couple of little glitches that I discovered in the course of making a purchase, particularly the serious issue with the order, but it's quite a nice concept, and I think as they add more stores, it will be quite attractive. They have obviously made the most of features such as the one-click setting, so that you can just sit there talking to it or typing numbers on a keyboard and make purchase, and even just having Amazon itself available means that you do have access to a good range of merchandise for purchase using the Freedom Box. I do hear whispers of all sorts of new features being worked on all the time with Freedom Box, so if you want to keep up to date with what's happening, you can visit their website at www.freedombox.info. That's www.freedombox.info.